This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome into the special Friday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. As you can see on the other side, we have got Joey Jaws Chestnut here, kind enough to make some time for us here on the show. As you all have probably found out by now, he will be in Oxford this weekend at the Grove Bowl in what is looking to be one of the more interesting and more innovative formats for a spring game. Lane Kiffin and them getting creative, and who better to bring in than Joey Chestnut, 16-time Nathan's Hot Dog Eating winner. And dude, the CV is long. I was looking at some of the world records. We'll get into that, but welcome in, man. How we doing?
Oh, dude, I'm doing pretty good. Great to be on with you. Excited about this weekend.
Yeah, the weather looks fantastic. It's going to be a lot of fun. Before we get into that, I do want to remind you, this special edition of the show is brought to you by our good buddy Drew Moak and USA Benefits Group. If you need help cutting those health insurance premiums by as much as 20-30%, aging into Medicare, you need a Medicare supplement plan, you can call him 601-953-8449. He's an Ole Miss grad. He's in Mississippi, but he's also licensed in 7 states, so he can help you out. 35 different health carriers, works with the second largest health insurance brokerage in the country. So dental, vision, life insurance, all of that, Drew can help you and get you squared away. You can check them out, usabg.com/DMOAK, and get your free quote today. All right, so first off, let's get into it. So Kiffin admitted that he slid into your DMs and reached out.
I wasn't going to tell people. I'm not the one that I don't out girls when they slide into my DM. But he admitted he slid into my DM, and I was like, dude, that's not really him. Then he followed up with a question mark. I was like, shit, that's really him. I got some plans. I can shuffle around, and and I was able, like, yeah, I'm coming down on Friday and gonna go to the game and hang out, and apparently they're gonna have a hot dog eating contest, and I haven't been told if they want me to eat, but I think I'm judging, but who knows, I might. It's torture for me to watch guys eat hot dog if they're going slow. It's like torture. I might have to throw down a couple.
Is that like with like a parent that's like trying to teach their kids something and they're going so slow and you get so uneasy and you're like, come on, hurry up.
Oh yeah. Like, I remember in Little League, like the dad would be like, oh, you, instead of correcting me, he's like, no, swing the bat like this. And he shows me how to swing the bat. Yeah. You're doing it wrong. It's a little bit like that. Just yelling at him to eat faster and stand up straight doesn't quite cut it.
So I guess, how familiar are you with Ole Miss? I assume you know who Lane Kiffin is.
Oh yeah, Lane Kiffin. He's been around. He's I've been to a game. I went to a game, Ole Miss game. Went to the Grove. Jeez, must be 5 years ago.
Okay.
And it was an awesome time. And Lane, what is this? Is this year 2 or 3?
This will be year 5.
No shit. All right. Well, yeah. I always think of him as young. It's hard to, yeah.
He still looks young. He's been doing the yoga and been watching what he eats. So he's pretty svelte and he looks young now.
Yeah, he's one of the younger, better looking, good healthy dudes.
Yeah. Speaking of being healthy, I read a little bit about your story and how you got into competitive eating. I believe it was your brother that entered you into a competition.
Yeah. I was like 21 and, you know, I was the biggest eater in the family, and it was something Yeah, I was kind of ashamed of growing up. Like, I didn't want to make a fool of myself when I was in college. Like, the dorms don't eat too fast.
Yeah.
And when I would go, it was just little things like that. Or I remember growing up, my mom would get mad at me for not leaving any leftovers. My dad, who wasn't there, but he was yeah. So it was something I wasn't really proud of growing up. And then I got signed up to my first contest in it, and I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. I don't have to hold back.
Yeah, so I, not to your level, but I've been known to put down some groceries myself. I've always taken pride in it, like eating a lot. Like I don't mean to brag, but I did eat 12 pancakes in 1 minute for a philanthropy event in college.
What are those, like silver dollar pancakes? Little
No,
babies?
they were real deal. Yeah, so everybody else was trying to eat them dry. And they gave you a pitcher of water, so I was just dipping them in that.
Dude, anything bready, anything like that consistency, high carbs, you gotta, it sounds terrible, but the water
Yeah.
really helps it go down quick. It takes the air out of it, helps it settle deep in your stomach. I don't know if we can use, it lubricates it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Loop.
So I guess when did you like figure out like, oh, I'm really good at this, and like
Oh
I
my
could.
God. The first contest, I remember I was like, this is crazy. I was 21 years old. It was lobster, and I tied for third. And I had never eaten lobster before. I mean, I was just college kid. And so I would scoop the lobster out, the meat out of the tail, and go into the guts and make a huge mess. And then, I tied for third, but then 2 weeks later there was another contest, a deep fried asparagus eating contest, and so I put some thought into it, practiced, did a practice, and I was like, all right, I think I have a technique down, and I ended up winning that contest, and I was like, oh my God, next up is that little Japanese guy, Kobayashi. Yeah, I have to beat him. So it was like literally from pretty much from the beginning, I knew that I loved it. I knew I loved it, and I just had, yeah, the goal was to be number one, right, pretty soon off from the start.
How do you manage? I mean, I assume you have a ridiculous training regimen outside of eating, like staying healthy, like keeping the stomach, in check. Because, for me, I'm 36 now, but I remember back when I was like 31, 32, started getting a little acid reflux. I had to cut back on, the fire sauce at Taco Bell. I mean, how do you handle that with like all of the stuff you eat and just the quantities you eat?
Oh, it gets harder with age. Your body, certain things, it's harder. It's hard on the body, and but I love it. And then so I learn more about my body. I'm really in tune with my body. I can tell when I'm gaining weight or when I'm in a calorie deficit. So I put a lot more work now that when I was younger, I used to be able to get away being 250 and still eating in contests. Now if I'm above 230, I'm slow.
Oh,
And
yeah.
it's easy to gain weight. So it's as I'm older, as I'm getting a little older, I'm 40 now. So it's way more work to stay healthy. During my weekdays, like right now, there's no contest, but I'm still during the week, I'm eating super clean greens, lots of chicken, no carbs in the house. Then once a week, I'm doing a massive stretch, keeping my body used to taking in a ridiculous amount of food. So it's like if you don't use it, you lose it. Your body has to be still, even if I don't have a contest, I have to keep it ready, just because it's taken years to build that ability.
Yeah. What's the conversation like with a physician? Like, have you ever had a doctor that's told you like, hey, this is insane, you need to stop, or are they just like, as long as you're safe and smart?
I first started, it took me a little while. Then I had this woman doctor. She was like, yeah, it's not great for you, but the numbers, the blood work is good, and it's better than getting hit in the head.
That's yeah.
So I mean, there's no competitive sport that is absolutely healthy. Whether it's tennis player, tennis, your knees and back. If you're pushing yourself to the absolute limit in any sport, there's going to be consequences, and you have to be willing to find a way to work hard and to work and hopefully make those consequences as little as possible, while still being able to be competitive. And I've been, longevity is really, really hard for a lot of sports. And I've been really lucky that I've been able to be able to find a way to keep at it.
Well, of all the world records that you have, do you have a favorite?
Hot dogs is a big one. 76, the 4th of July is awesome. But I was in Kentucky, and I did 141 hard-boiled eggs in 8 minutes. And that was great. Dude, it was great because, like, it was, like, perfect conditions for hard-boiled eggs. It was, like, it ended up having, like, this crazy rain downpour, so all the eggs were, like, in a bath of water, so they slid down my throat. Afterwards, I felt pretty good. I was, like, bloated, but then it was funny because I had to catch a flight that same day, and I started sweating, and I started smelling like sulfur. everything about that contest was great. From the conditions to helping me eat more, and just a massive number, it worked out well.
Obviously you're a competitor, you want to win, so you know there's a means to an end. You know, you want that hardware, but do you have a favorite? Like, is there truly a competition where you're like excited because you enjoy that food more than others?
Oh, chicken wings are always pretty good. I'd say that I can't say always. Sometimes they're, if they do a bad, I love chicken wings. I have a good technique, which actually sucks. Like last five contests, I've gotten second place. I think last six contests.
Wow.
I just haven't been able to put it together. And so that it hurts real bad because I love the food. And there's been a Hooters chicken wing contest. There was a great contest for Make-A-Wish Foundation in Florida. Buffalo Wing, the Buffalo Fest in Buffalo. That one's been, oh my God. I was like two wings off 1 year. That's a big contest wings are, it's, everybody loves chicken wings. And it's kind of pissing me off that I haven't got a win in a while in chicken wings.
Do they do all flats or is it mixed?
Sometimes they'll do all flats. Hooters, they like to do all flats. But most of the contests they'll do flats and drums.
And okay.
They weigh everything before and after, so they know exactly how many we ate.
Okay. Do you have a preference?
I like flats more. Yeah. It's better tasting meat. And when they're cooked right, the problem with the flats, if they're overcooked at all, my technique is I'm pretty hard on the bones. Sometimes they break. So if I break, you know, they're smaller bones, that they break a little bit more often. But if good wings, I like flats.
I don't know if there's a difference between like favorite or, but like, is there one like a world record that you're most proud of outside of the hot dogs?
Hot dog. Another good one is ribs. I think it's like 13.8 pounds of meat, or 13.4, might be one. I forget. 13 point something pounds of meat in 12 minutes, and they was like full racks of ribs, and they weighed the bones afterwards, and it was perfect. Oh my God, that was in like little city, Lincoln City, Oregon. There's like the ocean in the background. It was beautiful.
Nice.
What else is there? A good one. There's been a couple of fun ones. Eating shrimp wonton in Singapore. That was crazy. Like almost 400 of those, 380.
Yes. I mean, I went on a golf trip to Lake of the Ozarks, and we were all tired after playing golf all day. And we were like, let's just run through a drive through. We're not going to go to a restaurant. So we went through Taco Bell, and I was starving. I was like, just give me a party pack. And all the guys were like, you're going to eat all 10? And I was like, yeah. It took me about 25 minutes, and I felt pretty good. And everybody was like, dang, like that's all. And then I saw that you did 53 in 10 minutes. Which that's I think it's awesome. Like, that's just amazing.
Oh my God. Yeah. I've gone through some party packs. But Taco Bell, it hits the spot after a long night.
There's nothing bad. It's my favorite fast food. I used to, when I worked some odd jobs out of college, Me and a couple guys, we would always do eating contests at lunch. Like how many tacos could you do from Taco Bell, or like how many Baconators could you do? Did you ever do that, like in training, like outside of like official training, if you will? Do you challenge yourself with random stuff?
There's been a couple times where like I did a Big Mac video once for YouTube, and I think I did what did I do 32 Big Macs, and it took me a little bit longer than I thought it would. I think it took me like 35 minutes, and
Okay.
I was hoping I'd be able to do it in like 25, but so I mean I've done that. A lot of the time, like and there's sometimes I if there's just food I like, I'd like. I'll just eat a ton of it, and I love it. But a lot of these, I'm like, a lot of my big eating is preparation for a contest. Just because if I'm doing a contest, the part of my whole philosophy with eating is you have to build a tolerance.
Yeah.
If I'm eating Taco Bell. That Taco Bell is not going to help me eating in this bologna contest coming up. So in order to eat bologna well, I'm going to have to practice with bologna, similar to the contest, and smoked
Yeah.
bologna. And at this point, it sounds weird, but if I'm going to a contest, there's people expecting me to do well. And
Yeah.
if I go out there and I don't practice, I don't phone it in. If I phone it in, I look like a jerk. So I if I'm doing a big eating, it's usually with the intention of helping me in a contest.
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today.
Ole Miss is an annual hotspot for summer fun in the sun, from days on the lake to the endless festivals and concerts in and about town. Make sure you've dressed the part with a pair of handmade quality first wear comfort boots from Tecovas. Tecovas boots come in a timeless western style that can elevate any casual look or add a refined flair. The best way to shop for boots is at a local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Or visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Stay cool in a short-sleeve, moisture-wicking pearl snap. Make your own shade with one of Tecovas' classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. Tecovas has those perfect boots waiting for your summer of style. Visit Tecovas.com. Tecovas, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network. I finally quit smoking years ago. What a breath of fresh air. However, it wasn't until recently when I discovered Zippix toothpicks that I was finally able to curb my nicotine cravings forever. And trust me, I tried everything. Vaping, dipping. Zippix toothpicks are simply a cleaner and more convenient and discreet way to get the job done, and they're available in 6 great and long-lasting flavors. They're perfect for Ole Miss football games, flights, or pretty much everywhere else smoking and vaping are banned. And Zippix toothpicks offers options with up to 3 megs of nicotine. It's finally time to give your lungs a break and start anew. Give Zippix toothpicks a try today at ZippixToothpicks.com. You'll get 10% off at checkout if you use code TOC for Talk of Champions. That's promo code TOC at checkout for 10% off your order. Must be 21 or older to order. Warning, nicotine is an addictive chemical. Zip more and smoke less with Zippix Toothpicks, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Talking about Ole Miss and in Mississippi, there's a big festival in Corinth, the Slug Burger Festival. Have you ever done that? Have you ever tried to see how many of those you could eat?
Oh, my God. I think I won it one or two years.
And then, okay, all right.
Last year I did it. I think I lost to Matt. No, I lost to Matt Stoney 1 year. He's awesome. It's been a while since I've been back there. Hopefully, it'd be nice to go back there. Man, okay. Dude.
I see
it's like late July, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like July, I think July 11th.
It is steamy down there in Corinth. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was like.
So that plays a role, right?
Oh, yeah. Weather definitely affects you. And I'm a fat boy. So when it's that steamy, it hurts me. But actually, a lot of the time, like when it's at 85 to 90 and not crazy humid, I'm pretty good. But if it's I like to be sweating a little bit. You get amped up, you're loose.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than trying to eat when you're cold.
I see in 2017, you did 35 in 10 minutes and won it. Has anybody surpassed that since? That was 2017.
I think Matt Stoney and Jeff Esper definitely surprised, beat me in that.
Man, 35 though, that's nothing to scoff at though. That's impressive. So yeah, I know you're from Kentucky, and then
no, dude. Oh, you're reading Wikipedia, dude. I was trying to change that. I can't change it back. Like apparently, so I made these friends in Kentucky that went out partying. And so for a while, like somebody there knows like Wikipedia, and they were able to permanently change it to say I'm from Kentucky, even though I'm not.
So Vallejo, California is where you're
from. Yeah, but okay. Yeah, I was born in Hemet, California, and Vallejo through high school. But these goofy dudes from Kentucky, they changed my Wikipedia. We're the good guys.
That had to have been back before Wikipedia had like a full on like editorial desk and stuff. Cause I remember we would go on like our high school Wikipedia page and add our names under notable alumni all the time.
Yeah.
But
now it's hard to change. People have said they've tried to change it back and it hasn't worked.
So yeah, you got a degree in engineering, construction management. Like did you ever, I guess, I don't mean to
I put worked it, in construction management. It was a...
Okay, all right. So you have used...
Work. Dude, I used to, like, I worked for the general contractor, and all these subs would come to me with problems, and I was a jerk. It was my job, and I never made anybody happy. I was like, no, that's in your contract. You got to do it. Sometimes they convinced me they were right. Sometimes I had to go to the architect and owner, be like, hey, you guys screwed up, but I had to make them mad. and now I get to travel around the world and eat. Make people happy.
Easy decision. So this weekend when you get to town, has anybody talked to you about doing any kind of impromptu competition at any of the restaurants in Oxford? Because I don't know if you're aware, like Oxford's got some good food. It's got some good restaurants, some good spots. Has anybody talked to you or DM'd you about that since the news broke or coming?
Who's reached out to me? There was a place called Library. They said I should come in there and get a couple drinks.
Yeah.
And then there's a hot dog place that they posted a picture. It looked like some decent hot dogs, so I might have to try their hot dogs. But okay. Do you have any recommendations? Let me know.
Depends on like so if you're just wanting to eat well, I mean you can literally just spin in a circle and then just open your eyes and point somewhere and you're gonna have a good spot. Our good friend of mine, friend of the program, Greg Jones over at LB's Meat Market. If you want to go get some good steaks or some good house-made sausage, you can go there. I see you got the Euros on here for one of your world records at Volta. That's one of my favorite spots in Oxford. I got some good souvlaki there. But yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong. I mean, you've got snack bar is a great spot. Big Bad Breakfast is good for going and eating, a good breakfast or brunch. Yeah, I mean, there's tons of, I mean, like I said, pretty much everywhere. Like St. Leo is the big one now. I haven't been yet because it's really popular, but you definitely won't have an issue getting a table in there. And then yeah, I know that a lot of the basketball coaches like going to Funky's to have a couple of libations. They have really good pizza there. That's a good pizza spot.
We want to get some barbecue, actually.
Yeah, so here you go. This is a very Mississippi thing here. B's barbecue. It's like B apostrophe S. It's in a gas station.
Oh, shit. I like it.
That's a big Mississippi like gas station food, and it's good barbecue. So yeah, you did say you're not sure if you're eating or just judging.
I think I'm judging, but it, you know what? I've been known to, the thing about plans is they change.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
So for like a big dude, like college football player in the SEC, if you had to guess without knowing anything about them, like what do you think? And I don't know what the time frame is for the competition. What do you think a good number would be for a college football player for
Oh,
hot
God.
dogs?
Anything over 10 is pretty respectable.
Okay.
If in a 10-minute contest, anything over 16 is, for a first time eater is pretty wild. My first time my first time doing a full on practice, I did 16. I remember that. And then
Wow.
in the contest, I did 20. And that's one of those things.
That adrenaline.
It's adrenaline, and the more you do something, the more comfortable you are doing it. So if these guys have done contests, I don't know if they've done contests before, but it's different eating it. Most of the time when you eat fast, you're by yourself or you're surrounded by just a couple people. It's after late night. It's not on a stage, not being yelled at. So a lot of people, a lot of re I've seen really good eaters. They just get shy on stage, and
Yeah.
it's hard for them. So if they, I think over 10 is pretty good. And then that's like sometimes an 8-minute or 10-minute contest. Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised. I've seen some first timers pump out 14 or 15, even 16, and which is awesome.
So they asked some of the players who they thought would be like the early favorite. The one that I saw, Diego Pounds. He's an offensive tackle. He's 6'6", 330. So he's probably comfortable putting groceries down. But I'd be interested to see how many he can eat.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's hard to predict because I've been beaten by small people and I've been beaten by big people, and it's exciting to see which guys can, or even women can, just turn it on. And oh, they find the rhythm. A lot of people when
Yeah.
they start eating fast, they overstuff their mouth or they forget to breathe, and it's a lot. It's like, you just gotta find that rhythm where you're taking the right size bite. You can swallow as quickly as you can, breathe, and sneak in a breath, and then and because you have to do all your breathing through your nose if you're doing an eating contest, so you gotta stay calm. The big guys, especially, I've seen the bigger you are, the more likely you're gonna get winded, just because you have to be sneaking in these breaths, and as soon as you have to start breathing through your mouth, you're not eating at all. So it's
Yeah.
I. Man, there's, yeah, but sometimes the big guys, they're just vicious, and I'm sure these guys are conditioned so they can control their breathing. It's just a matter of finding that rhythm. Yeah, I'm amped, actually.
Do you have like a favorite competitor or just, I'm assuming you're friendly with a lot of the competitors at different competitions?
There's a bunch of good ones that I miss. Matt Stoney a lot. He hasn't competed in a while. He's focused all up on his YouTube. Who else do I like? Who am I really? I was talking. Oh, Nick Weary. Him and Miki Sudo are married.
Okay.
They have a really cute baby. But yeah, Nick is a good dude. He's like a former bodybuilder, and it's great to like brainstorm ideas of how to just a lot of what we do is just pushing the limits of your body and learning how to feel comfortable pushing your body in a weird way. And so we just find a way to make our body work for us and push it.
I noticed you didn't mention Kobayashi. Is there like a beef there, or he's just
I different? Love him. He still has me blocked on everything. We could all reach out to him. You guys should all yell at him for blocking me. But he's a wild competitor, dude. There's nothing better than beating somebody who hates losing.
Yeah,
it feels so good. I and when I was young, I was mean about it. I'm a lot nicer now. But I do miss competing against him.
I saw it. Ole Miss's football Twitter account did the highlight reel. I don't know if you track that meme where people say like "screw it," Joey Chestnut highlights, and it's the same song. It just shows highlights, and I forgot that there was that protester that came on stage during the Nathan's contest, and you like put him in a chokehold. And then security grabbed him all while you were eating.
Yeah, I didn't even drop a hot dog. there's a picture of me like two hot dogs in my hand, and this weirdo, this vegan on stage.
Oh man,
he actually I heard some interviews from him. Like, he actually wasn't a bad guy. He was crazy though. You can't get on stage.
Like you said, I mean, you're not a small guy, so he, you know, getting up there, that had to have been intimidating.
Oh, dude, it was terrible because in that contest, I had a messed up leg. I had rebroken it, and I didn't really tell anybody that I'd rebroke it, so it was in a cast. I was like, oh, but and like a week earlier, I did a practice and I fell over. So I mean, that kid almost he could have knocked me over and really screwed up my day, but it all worked out, got the win, and. Yeah, it was fun.
I mean, Coney Island's iconic for several reasons. I mean, the Warriors, the hot dog eating contest. I mean, you know, it's very cool.
Going for a dream.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that like your favorite setting, or do you have another?
It is wild. It is nuts. Like, it's hot as heck out there. It's, yeah. And the people that go to Coney Island, they're wild too. It's all adults. And some people, like every once in a while you see like an old couple, like somebody might pass out because it's so hot there and they're crammed in there. But it's a crazy electric environment on 4th of July. And it's someday I'm going to have to hang it up, and I'm going to miss that contest.
Last couple things here. Do you have like a favorite meal, like outside of competitive eating, or like when you have like, you know, a cheat meal, if you will, like what's your go-to?
Oh God, I love to eat, and to narrow it down to one is that's just silly. No, I do get cravings. I get cravings for Mexican food. I love good tacos. I love a good burrito. And the best is when you get the craving and you're hungry for something, and you're like, oh, I think it's that, and you fit it like, oh, there's a seafood place. Great. I like peel your own shrimp. I love king crab. King crab is, oh, it's tits. And do chunks of crab the size of a sausage. I mean, when I get the craving for king crab, it's awesome. There's so many things I love. I love good Korean barbecue, cooking it yourself on the grill. I love it. Because I don't eat carbs at home on the weekdays. Every now and then my fiance makes really good pasta for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. It's killer. So yeah, I'm a fat boy. I love, and I still love a good prime rib. I think I go back and forth between a nice rare ribeye and a medium rare prime rib. I mean, they're the same cut basically, but, good prime rib. It's slow cooked long enough. Oh, baby.
Probably one of, looking at the records, probably one of my favorites, just because I love it too. 103 crystals in 8 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was hustling. And it was only 8 minutes. So it's you got to be fast. And I wasn't even that full afterwards. But I had, dude, it was gassy.
Oh, dude, I bet.
Those things, they'll light you up.
But if you leave a bag of those in your car, even if it's empty, I mean, it will stink up your car for like a week.
Yeah, the smell of the onions, and I think there's like a goop or something they put on there. I haven't done that contest. I'm gonna try some. I haven't had crystals in a while. I'm gonna try some while I'm down there.
I have to ask. I forgot when you initially brought it up. 12 pounds of asparagus. Did you have to wear like a mask when you went to urinate afterwards?
Oh my God, it was awesome. And it lasted like 2 days. So even when I went back into work on Monday, I used the company restroom, and I left it in the toilet because I had to just let everybody smell that bad boy.
Oh man. Before we let you go, I do want to remind everybody the show is also brought to you by College Corner. They got three locations now. There's one in Oxford, the brand new one on Sisk Avenue. Joey, you'll have to go by there, get you some merch, represent Ole Miss. They take care of us and they'll take care of you. The new spot, 4,000 plus square feet. It's fantastic. You can get polos, t-shirts. They've got tailgating supplies, gift supplies if you need to get somebody a gift. If you're not in Oxford, you can check them out in Flowood and Ridgeland. But if you are in Oxford, and Joey, you can do this too, you go in, buy anything from College Corner, and if you tip them, the tip will go directly to the Grove Collective, which is the NIL collective for Ole Miss Athletics, and it enters you as a chance to win a Grove Collective football signed by Lane Kiffin. So it's only the Oxford location. Go there, leave a tip. The winner will be randomly selected. The promotion ends May 15th. So go check out College Corner, enter in the competition. Maybe you get you a signed football by Lane Kiffin. Joey, you'll probably get one anyways this weekend, but everyone else can go and enter in that competition. So that's College Corner on Sisk Avenue in Oxford. So check them out. So, last thing, Joey, has Kiffin said anything else to you since reaching out and kind of getting everything scheduled?
No, he gave me a thumbs up. Yeah,
okay.
His go to man has been awesome. So he runs a tight ship. He gets things done.
Yeah. Well, Joey, again, we appreciate the time, man. I know that you're busy. You're probably hungry. So I don't want to keep you too much longer, but enjoy the weekend. And yeah, again, it should be fantastic weather. I don't know. Go to a baseball game if you can. Maybe try the hot dogs there, see if they're any good.
Sweet. Dude, thank you so much. Great talking to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, bonus question. I do have to ask. Do you consider a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, my God. No, a sandwich is, we know in our heart what a sandwich is, and it's something you put mayonnaise and lettuce, and that's a sandwich, and to just put everything under the sandwich umbrella, it's almost wrong. It's like, what are you going to do, call a gyro a sandwich? Are you going to call a burrito a sandwich or a taco? It almost takes away from other things by calling everything a sandwich. A hot dog's a hot dog.
All right. Fair enough. That's Joey Chestnut. Check him out at joeychestnut.com. You could go just scroll through all the world records. It's amazing. You can always check him out on Twitter at Joey Jaws. I'm assuming you're preparing and training for Nathan's again.
So I started doing full practices end of the month. And
okay.
But then it's 8 weeks of real, real intense training. But right now I'm dieting, trying to be active, keep my, do my cardio so I can control my breathing. And But I have a really good plan mapped out with weight and everything. So it's I'm excited.
Well, hopefully Oxford doesn't change that weight, because I'm telling you, you're gonna eat well while you're there. So
I ate healthy during the week. Weekends are gonna be a little reward day.
Well, good. Well, it'll be fun. You can, like I said, if you go to the game, Joey will be there. The Grove Bowl this Saturday. It's gonna be fun. They're gonna have 7-on-7 hot dog eating competition. They're gonna do an obstacle course skills competition. And again, if you missed it, Kiffin gave everybody the go ahead. If you're at the baseball game, if you're 21 years of age or older, you can bring your cooler from Swayze Field to Vaught Hemingway and continue to enjoy those cold water sandwiches while you watch some football. So, Joey, again, appreciate it, man. This was a lot of fun. Safe travels, and have a good time in Oxford.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't wait to get out there.
All right, that's going to do it for this Friday edition of the flagship. Thanks to Joey. Thanks to College Corner. Thanks to USA Benefits Group and Drew Moak. And as always, thanks to you, the listener. Have a good weekend, everybody. We're out of here.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.